Maseches Kelim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes. Nezem, an earring, shehu asui kikadera, that is made like a pot milmatan, lower down. So this is a dangling earring, and it has a hook, and then there's, as we'll see, one piece attached to the hook that's shaped like a lentil, and below that is this pot-shaped piece. And it's pot-shaped, meaning it's not as big as a pot, but it's hollow, and it has a space inside, a base kibble. It's able to hold something in it, and that dangles below the lentil-shaped piece. So you have that kedera milmatan, that's the bottommost piece of this earring, is this pot-shaped piece. Uchadosh milmatan, and then higher up you have the lentil. So you have this little lentil being shaped piece of solid gold or silver, and then that's attached to the hook that goes into the earring. Now, the nifrak, and then it gets separated. So kedera, the pot, tame is tame, because mishum kli base kibble. It is a kli with a base kibble. It's a metal keli. It has a receptacle in it. As we said, it's hollow, and therefore it has a base kibble. We're going to say it's tame. Uchadasha, the little lentil part, tame, that's going to be tame, bifnei atzmai, for itself. Meaning, according to most of the mefarshim that I was able to find, it's because it would still be worn as an adornment by itself. One would still wear that without the little pot dangling beneath it. Tzinaira, the hook. So if all that's left, it was completely separated, and all that's left is the hook that goes into the earlobe, tahira, that is tahar. Asui kemin eshkal. What if you have an earring that's made like a cluster of grapes? So you have the hook and you have all these grapes attached to it. Vinifrak, and they get separated. Tahar, they're all going to be tahar. Now the hook's going to be tahar, and I didn't mention this before, but the reason why the hook is tahar is either because the hook is never worn by itself as a, just as a hook in the ear without anything attached to it. Others say it's because it doesn't have a name of its own. But now when it's the hook and all these beads attached to it to look like a grapevine, and they all get separated, not only is the hook tahar, but the little beads are as well, because either they don't have a name of their own, or because, again, they're not going to be worn on their own as a tachshit, as a piece of jewelry. Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Tabas Adam, the ring of a person. Tmeya is tame. Tabas Behema V'chelim, but a ring that is made either to decorate an animal or to assist it, to work with the animal and kalim, and to assist kalim. So either it's meant to decorate kalim or it's meant to assist the keli, sort of a ring that you attach to the handle of a keli that would help you hang it, but it doesn't serve a person anyway. The shar kalat habayis, and all other rings that are not meant for a person to use, they don't serve a person neither as decoration nor as a keli, tahiris, they are tar. Kairas hachitzim, the beam of the arrows. So this either refers to a quiver or it refers to a target, and it's made of metal. And one might think because it's meant to serve the arrows, which are kalim, and something meant to serve kalim is not a keli in of its own right to be tame, but we say no, it's meant to serve the archer, and tmeya, it is tame. The shel asirim, the beam of a beam made for prisoners. This refers to stocks. These were like the beam that would be clasped around the feet of the prisoner. It would actually be two beams, one with holes in it for the feet, or grooves cut in it for the feet, and the other one is solid, and they'd be locked together, and that would keep a prisoner from moving. That is tahira, it's tahar. The best explanation I could find for this is because it was also meant to be attached to the ground. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. So since it's meant to be attached to the ground, it's mechubad lakarka, therefore it's going to be tar. Koiler, a collar, and this is a metal collar worn by prisoners, and you'd have a chain attached to it, that is tame. Shalsheles, a chain. Sheyeshba beis ni'ila, that has a place where it closes, a clasp. And the purpose of this chain is to restrain an animal. You would tie it around, or you would clasp it around the legs of a horse to hobble it. Tmeya, it is tame. That clasp on it, the beis ni'ila, gives it a certain chashivas that takes it out of just being a plain old-fashioned chain, and it makes it an actual keli. Ha'asuya l'chafisa, but if it was made for tying, so that the Mefarshim say, at least most of the Mefarshim say, is meant for decorative purposes, that is tahir, it's tar, because again, it's just a tachshit, it's just a decoration for an animal, that's not going to be mekabel tumah. Shalshelas shel sitonos, the chain of grain wholesalers. So what this chain was one end would be anchored either in a door or a floor or a pole or something solid, and the other end of the chain would be attached to a measuring cup or a scoop or something that was used to measure precise and large amounts. So it probably wasn't a cup, it might have been bigger than a cup, of grain. So you had the measuring cup on one end of the chain, And it was meant to be permanently attached to it. So because of that permanence, and because it was meant to be a permanent part of this keli, that is the measuring cup, tmeya, that's going to be tamei. However, v'shal balei batim, if it is the chain of balei batim that they attach to their measuring cups, tahira, that's tar, because balei batim weren't worrying about their cups being stolen, and so if there's a chain attached to their cup, that was purely for decorative purposes. However, Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi disagrees, and he says, Emesai, when is this the halacha? Bizman shehu mafteach echad, when it's a single link. Abel imha yushnaim, if there were two links to this chain, or Shakasha Chilazin Bereisha. There is this sculpture that's shaped like the Chilazin, that's the animal, the creature that we use to make Chilas, the blue wool. If you had that tied Bereisha at its end, Tmeya, it is going to then be Tamei according to Rabbi Yaisi.